episode 7 of Interior Creature in Communion. I'm Jacqueline Michelle, and I am so honored you're here. This week is a rare solo episode. As I was editing the episode I had planned on releasing this week, I received this just crystal clear download that there was something else I should share with you first that was more timely and of deeper service, especially considering the astrology of Monday and Tuesday of this week, the 10th and 11th of April of 2023. Of course, I am talking about the Sun conjoining Jupiter in Aries. If you follow Interior Creature on Instagram, you saw me post about this Jupiter Kazemi yesterday. Basically, the Sun and Jupiter will both be sitting at the same place in the sky in Aries, which in human design and the gene keys translates to gate 42 on the first line. So we're going to kick off this episode with just a little bit of birth chart alchemy to help us unpack the energy of this transit so we know how to work with it. Quick summary of the energies at play here. First, we've got the Sun, which represents the light we're meant to shine out into the world. In human design, the gate our conscious natal sun opens dictates our incarnation cross, which is how that light manifests as our karmic, dharmic purpose for being on the planet. And the line that gate is on determines the top line of our profile, which is how we learn and how we behave in order to shine that light, right? So all connected to that light, that path, that purpose. In the gene keys, the natal sun's activation is referred to our life's work and speaks to our soul's path and purpose, again, how and where we're shining that light while we're here on the planet in this incarnation. So different terms, same vibes. Over the course of the zodiacal year, as the sun moves through the 64 gates of the Rav Mandala, it illuminates different themes we're here to explore through the lens of our natal sun placement. So in the context of the where and the how, we're shining our light. So we have our natal gates theme, which is the where and the how, and then the theme that's brought up by whatever gate the sun is currently illuminating. So that's where the alchemy happens. How and where are you meant to shine your light, so your natal placement, and what is currently being illuminated for you with respect to the where and the how of how you shine that light, which is the current transit. Let me give you an example. My natal sun is in gate 36 on the first line, and gate 36 in human design is called the gate of crisis. Terrible name. But as I've shared before, within all gates exists this wide range of frequencies. There's a fear frequency where we're committed to this illusion of our separateness, where we tend to either prioritize other people to the detriment of ourselves, or we prioritize ourselves but to the detriment of other people. There's also a compassion frequency where we begin to break up with fear and walk toward love and balance a consideration for ourselves and for others. And finally, a divine love frequency where we know in our core finally that our separateness is just an illusion and that only love is real. This divine love frequency is the frequency of our life's work, of that light that we're meant to shine. So for me, Gate 36's divine love frequency is all about radiating the energy of divine compassion. Compassion for myself, compassion for the people that I love, compassion for people who I've hurt, and compassion for those who've hurt me, compassion for people I've never met and never will meet, and so on and so on. Cultivating this compassion, studying all the ways to develop and deepen and expand and truly, honestly embody this frequency of compassion on the planet is literally my life's work. No easy task, right? So anyway, I chose to build a business that is specifically and intentionally designed to be a vehicle for my life's work, for radiating that compassion. But I could have still fulfilled my purpose if I had, say, stayed in the classroom as a teacher, or if I had stayed in corporate, as long as I was committed to cultivating and radiating that frequency of true divine compassion. So my business isn't my life's work. It's a manifestation of being in that vibration. So if you're open to working with the energy of this Kazemi, start here. From the perspective of your incarnation cross, that natal sun placement gate or gene key, what is your life's work? And where are you with respect to that frequency? Are you in the fear frequency, that self over others or others over self? Are you in the compassion frequency? Have you stepped into the divine love frequency? And what do you want to manifest from radiating that divine love frequency out into the world? I want to invite you to take some time today or this evening to really sit with these questions. So they're in the show notes for your convenience. Now let's add a layer. The sun is currently illuminating gate 42, the gate of growth. This gate lives in the sacral center and is ruled by Aries. So this is also your natal sun. Happy birthday. For you, this transit is turning the volume way up on these themes. For everyone else, gate 42's energy is giving us a new way to experience and a new perspective into the energy of our life's work. Gate 42's vibe has always reminded me of a teaching from A Course in Miracles, that no one is sent to anyone by accident, that every single person we meet, every single experience that we have is a teacher. Gate 42 wants us to be leveling up and truly growing through what we go through. And the energy the first line adds here is very analytical and very introspective. It asks us, on our path to shining our light, are we really truly internalizing and integrating the lessons that we've learned so that we can level up and expand into our purpose and shine our light more brightly? Or are we calling in the same lessons over and over and over again, like that Bill Murray movie Groundhog Day? Gate 42 is also about closing chapters fully and completely so that we're not bringing the energy of the old into the new. So this transit's also asking us, with respect to the light we're meant to shine, are there any open loops that need closing in order for us to really fully step into our life's work? Maybe there are. Many times, a lot of these open loops are open due to fear, fear we may not even be consciously aware of. So this transit is also an invitation to get curious. Where is fear possibly holding me back from stepping fully into that divine frequency of my life's purpose, from maybe fully shining my light out into the world? In addition to the sun, other planets are also transiting these 64 gates or gene keys at their own pace and in their own time. Right now, Jupiter, the planet of luck, expansion, and abundance, happens to be meeting the sun in the same place in the sky, which amplifies and expands the sun's influence. Jupiter is like, look at what's waiting for you on the other side of fear. Look at all of the luck and abundance that's going to flow into your life when you expand into your life's work and fully commit to embodying that divine frequency and shining that light. We get one Sun-Jupiter conjunction a year, so we won't see the Sun conjoin Jupiter and Aries for another 12 years, so consider this your celestial call to action. In the show notes, I've dropped you these guiding questions that I hope will be supportive to you as you work with the energy of this Jupiter Kazemi. And if you'd like support in understanding your natal sun placement and how it relates to the light you're meant to shine, you are invited to join me in the Karmic Studies Elevator. This container is part course, part community, part coaching, and completely dedicated to empowering you to get the most mileage out of your human design experiment. You can go to interiorcreature.com and click on the Karmic Studies Elevator link in the menu bar. And until April 16th, 2023, at 11:59 p.m. Pacific time, you can use the code EMBODY at checkout and you'll receive $111 off for the cost of your membership for as long as you're enrolled in the elevator. I'll drop the coupon code in the show notes as well. I came across this post on Instagram the other day that taught me a new word. The word is omnist. I've seen it defined as a person who believes in all faiths or creeds, a person who believes in a single transcendent purpose or cause uniting all things, people, or members of a particular group, and a person who does not claim any one religion, practice, or belief, but finds truth, beauty, and value in them all. It's funny how the universe sends me the words I need when I need them. That's literally how I would describe my own spirituality. I am fascinated by all spiritual practices and teachings and faith traditions, and I love learning from a wide variety of teachers with different perspectives and different backgrounds, but I have an open head and an open mind center, which can both be a blessing and a curse. If I'm not careful, I occasionally forget to unpause my critical thinking when I'm hoovering in all this shiny, new, inspiring information. Luckily, though, this tends to be temporary, as both my natal moon and Mercury live in gate 63, the gate of doubt, which has proved to be a wonderful counterballast. So now I try to balance both energies. I try to embrace my open-mindedness while at the same time practicing critical discernment. And this balance has shown to be really supportive when approaching various transmissions of spiritual wisdom and teachings, as well as when approaching different transmissions of human design and the gene keys. Over the course of this season so far, you've heard many of my guests express genuine confusion about the meaning of critical aspects of their design, and they are absolutely not alone. I hear this from my clients all the time. The confusion is definitely not their fault, and nor is it yours if you've been there too. I love the way that the internet has in many ways democratized access to information, but at the same time, the internet is also a forum where anyone can say anything and proclaim it to be true. And the human design, gene keys, and astrology space is unfortunately not immune to misinformation. That said, even when folks are sharing and teaching human design and the gene keys in deep integrity, there is such an abundance of transmissions of these systems that it can be incredibly overwhelming. It's funny, when I first started my study, there was almost nothing online. And in terms of reference books, there was really only the primary source, which is the Definitive Book of Human Design, and a handful of secondary sources like Karen Curry Parker's Understanding Human Design and Chetan Parkhan's Human Design. In terms of teachers and practitioners, this space felt really empty, and other interpretations and explanations of the system felt hard to come by. I really wanted a transmission of the system that felt more inclusive and practical, actionable, and accessible. So it was out of that gap and then out of my own deep study that I created Interior Creature. Flash forward from 2018 to now, we have this abundance of teachers and practitioners from which to choose. There are TikTok and Instagram accounts, blogs, vlogs, and podcasts, which has resulted in an insanely broad range of transmissions. So practicing balancing that openness with that discernment has become more important than ever. I want to share a discernment practice that's helped me over the years in my own personal chart study, and maybe it'll be helpful to you. So in true 1-3 fashion, I keep this giant thick notebook that I've divided up and tabbed out with a section dedicated to each aspect of my chart. So I started with the basics. I have a section for each of my open centers, a section for each of my closed centers, a section for my authority, and a section for my type and strategy. As my study deepened, I created even more sections, one for my incarnation cross, one for my profile, one for each of my gate activations. And as I would come across new information about any of these placements, I capture my notes and my impressions. But before anything went in the notebook, I'd flip to the front page where I have these questions written that try to balance, again, that openness and that discernment. And I would think about the transmission and the human delivering it before I kind of came to any conclusions. So the questions ask, what values does the person sharing this information hold? You know, if I can discern that. Are these values rooted in fear and scarcity and exclusion and restriction? Or are those values rooted in love and overflow and inclusion and expansion? And do the values inform this transmission? Does this explanation feel restrictive and limiting or empowering and expansive? Why might the information have been shared in this manner? What is the author's purpose? Are they trying to serve, to share, to sell, to empower and uplift, to establish power or to dominate? Is this teaching intended to provoke, to unsettle, to make me uncomfortable, and to what end? What can I take from this transmission that will be supportive, even if it's challenging? Is this teaching intended to soothe, to soften, to inspire, to challenge, to what end? What can I take from this transmission that will be supportive to me in my practice? And then finally, is this transmission about them, the teacher, or about you, the recipient of the teaching? Who is it for? Who does it serve? As I'm sure you've surmised, reflection and critical engagement are core parts of the work of birth chart alchemy. And it's another gap I've noticed in the human design space. There are tons of folks dedicated to sharing their transmission of these systems, which is fantastic and super valuable. But now I'm noticing there are very few communities and containers really dedicated to the work that is our human design journey from epiphany to experiment to embodiment. That's my passion, and I've created the Karmic Studies Elevator literally to fill that gap and meet that need. I've shared a little bit about this container earlier in the episode, and if you're interested in learning more, head on over to interiorcreature.com. I'm also really passionate about leveraging the energies of the major planetary transits through the gates for our reflection. So for the next month, I'm committing to going live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on both the Interior Creature YouTube channel and Facebook page to talk transits, just like I did today at the top of the episode, and to share ways with you just to work with these powerful energies. I'll drop the links and all the pertinent details in the show notes as well. That's it for this week. I can't wait to connect with you live this Wednesday and next week in communion.